Message from the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp. Welcome to the spring edition of Melbourne Magazine, featuring cover star Hakim Halim, this year's Small Business of the Year award winner and owner of Ripe, which specialises in Australian-made cheeses. We are so proud to shine a spotlight on Hakim and his fellow small business owners. They make up 74% of all businesses in the city of Melbourne and account for 14% of local jobs. These businesses are the engine room of our economy, the heart and soul of our city, and what makes Melbourne truly unique. But more than that, they represent the creativity, determination, and commitment shown by so many in our municipality. Whether your dream is to open an artisanal cheese shop, become a pro skateboarder, or create life-saving solutions to our community's greatest health challenges, like the people featured in these pages, we want to support you. Another feature in this edition is focused on the important referendum relating to The Voice. We have agreed to support the Uluru Statement from the Heart and say yes to The Voice in the upcoming referendum on the constitutional recognition of an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament. We believe Aboriginal people should be enshrined in the Constitution. The intent of The Voice is to provide a clear avenue for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples to have that say, and in this time of learning and reflection, we are committed to bringing people together to share and learn in a safe and respectful way. I encourage you all to learn more about the upcoming referendum by visiting melbourne.vic.gov.au/voice. This edition also features several exciting updates on our city-shaping infrastructure works. We cannot wait to bring the visions for Queen Victoria Market and the Green Line project to life as we support our growing city of the future. Until the next edition, signed Sally Capp, AO, Lord Mayor. The picture caption reads, Lord Mayor Sally Capp, AO, and new City of Melbourne CEO Alison Layton are making history as the first two women to hold these leadership positions at the same time. The City of Melbourne respectfully acknowledges the traditional owners of the land we govern, the Wurundjeri, Woiwurrung, and Bunurong Bunwurrung peoples of the Eastern Kulin, and pays respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We acknowledge and honour the unbroken spiritual, cultural, and political connection the Wurundjeri, Bunurong, Jajawurrung, Tungurung, and Wadawurrung peoples of the Eastern Kulin have to this unique place for more than 2,000 generations. We are committed to our reconciliation journey because at its heart, reconciliation is about strengthening relationships between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal peoples for the benefit of all Victorians.